Estimate is up 14%.
In recent years, there has been a spike in the incidence of white mold in soybeans and dry beans. SIPCAM Agro account manager Jeff Pewitt says there's no single magic bullet to eliminate white mold.
It's variety selection, it's planting dates, it's fertility levels, it's row spacing, and chemical components of dealing with white mold. And one of the things that the growers got to understand in order to effectively battle it is that everything they do to manage white mold has to be more of a proactive preventative versus a reactive, well, now I see it and can I go spray it and fix it, because that doesn't work.
Pewitt advocates a two-pronged approach, starting with Contan soil fungicide, that to be followed by a foliar fungicide at the R1 or R2 stage of crop development.
The data is very clear that at the university level, et cetera, that two-pronged approach will give you far better white mold control than doing any one thing all by itself.
The group known as